Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to Smooze You. I'm your host, Guy. It's great to be back. You know, I'm looking above and beyond with perspective that adds a touch of comedy and a laughter to make your day. How are things going? How's your Sunday? Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Today in lovely central Florida, the temperature is super fantastic. I think in the neighborhood of around 80 degrees. Yeah. That's a great time to snooze. Our next show will actually be scheduled the day before July 4th, and we're looking forward to that, the holiday hype and all the fun. A huge thanks to our dedicated and archived listeners. We've been kind of looking at numbers and things and thought it'd be an ideal time to get back in the driver's seat and re-engage. Uploading our show on our homepage, you simply search us on blogtalkradio.com. by the name Smooze You, actually helps us with listenership numbers, so gain an advantage and smooze with us. Our listener call-in number is 646-787-1529. That's 646-787-1529. All right, so a peek at your week. How are things going? Have you met your goals? You know, with me, I really appreciate my accountability partner. He helps me get through my checklists, and that makes it work out pretty well. And then we re-engage and set new goals for the weeks to come. So I guess that's pretty interesting, too. Accountability buddy. So pardon my silence on that. I was looking at some things here. I'm going to take a quick break. Okay, and we are back. I was looking for that earlier on in the show, and I thought, okay, let's rethink that. Works well, and I think that it can be set to start next segment. So here's something new we're doing, and I really like it because it keeps me and the, well, I'm a wordsmith, I enjoy words, and I read dictionaries occasionally, so I love perusing through and discovering new words, but I thought that this would be interesting, so we're going to go with a wow.
Wow!
Yeah, so that's word of the week, or word of the week, so I kind of eliminated the blah part. So we could stay with the wow acronym, and then every time you use the wow word of the week, I actually would store them in my subconscious mind. I think I'll push it up in there, close the door, and recall it when needed. But I figure, you know, we could start slow and then pick up the pace at some point down the line. But the
wow,
that is it's synonymous, okay? I wanted to give it a platform, silence, and so forth, but I thought that, you know, putting it out there is good enough. It's an adjective, according to the dictionary. And the meaning is it's equivalent, something's equivalent in meaning, expressing, or implying the same idea. And I think that's verbatim, word for word, out of the dictionary. Now, other dictionaries may have it defined in different versions, which is quite okay. And, of course, the language would also vary. But my thoughts, if I were to interject it in a phrase or a sentence, you know, here's what I came up with. Luxury is synonymous with plush. And I thought about all the other words that can relate to luxury. So in that case, that luxury is synonymous with plush. So, woo!
Wow!
I think that's interesting. So as we move forward, you know, we'll do our research and see if we can drill down something that could really engage us, where you can gain an advantage and you're smoothing with that. I thought too that I'd mentioned that I had a MySpace page established some time ago, actually a few years ago, and it's out there on the Google, right? And I went out to log in because that's where we essentially started with the MySpace page. It was super exciting and, you know, the platform's doing things. But I don't believe that we archived or filed the credentials to log in. So there you go. I am no longer using that. We are looking at other platforms, of course, so that we can keep everyone posted and apprised of what we're doing. But I really like that MySpace. I have a nice picture up there, and a lot of the listeners will reach out to us and comment on the pictures. And I think that my platform at the time, the message was reaching for the stars of the sky and going above and beyond, the same concept. So I had these tall buildings, you know, pointing into the sky, and bridges, of course, and you know, we kind of went with it. And, of course, on our homepage, if you'll notice, that picture has been in place for a while. And I really like it. I always believe to stay with what works. Great feedback on the picture, on the gorgeous sky, and then a bridge. And I think the tagline we were using at that time was cross the networking bridge, kind of pull together, schmooze, and reach your goals, set your targets, and kind of connect with people that can help you get there. So there you go. I'm going to leave the picture for the time being. I haven't found anything else that's kind of exciting to me, but I'm looking. But for now, we're going to keep that out there. It's an original. So to move on, my email is actually still sky, osmix@yahoo.com. It's on our homepage. Not sure if you can see that. However, if there's a comic that you've heard in our archive files that you'd like to get back in or for us to, you know, speak with, don't hesitate to contact me, and we'll see what we can do. On the home front, typically on Sundays, sometimes Saturdays, I'll prepare a meal for the family, but for my team. This week, we focused our energy preparing a light meal, of course, which is the motto. But this week, it was salad, you know, varied salads, varied ingredients, and much of the favorites were, you know, integrated. So I think that all of us have perhaps salads in our menus, so on our menus, and, you know, you can always include something that's appealing to you. And I like the idea that lettuce is, like, interesting from a nutrition perspective. You really can't go wrong there, in my opinion. But that's what I work with on my side or in my home and with my family. Moreover, I'm supplementing meals with juicing vegetables. You know, I hear from friends, I don't care for, I don't like. That's fine. There's something out there that you can actually juice that would appeal to you. It's not a substitution for a meal, but it's a supplement. It's an enhancement, I think. And in conjunction with me increasing my water intake, you know, some while back, working towards a 4-ounce goal, I reached it, achieved it, and championed the unbelievable. I never thought I'd get there. So now the new target is 74 ounces of water. So, you know, I'm going to set sail and look forward to a fantastic voyage because water is essential. And typically we serve our spring water cocktails and we'll have those back on. As soon as we can drill down different types of glasses for our virtual glass, how about that? And I thought that was easy. So, but for today, I did a spinach and tomatoes and cucumbers. And that's it. You know, I thought, well, I could go out and get some chicken and I could do this and that. But I think since I had arsenal of spinach or just so much of it from the last shopping visit that I thought it would be adequate to prepare that for us. So it worked well. And, of course, we enjoyed the spring water cocktails, the ice water. It was really easy. And we'll keep you posted as we move forward with new recipes that I think that not only work for me, but someone may find it interesting. You know, on the commentary, which is the commentary, renamed Comedy or Positive Plus, you know, I thought about if I drop, here's the key, if I drop or mail a greeting card early, it should reach the targeted destination in a reasonable time frame. Right, so I'm thinking, you know, I had a sympathy card to mail. And I was really concerned because I thought, you know what, reach the destination in a timely fashion. All right, so I go and drive over to the post office, you know, and I noticed they have the post office, you know, canisters outside, and they have a time stipulated on them when they collect the mail. I thought, okay, I prefer to park and go into the lobby and, you know, drop the piece of mail into the mail slot. And they also have a stipulated time frame. So I thought, hey, I missed it today, of course, but well, surely it'll go out tomorrow. And it'll meet the cutoff time, which was the focus. So I left it. And I thought, lo and behold, I get this call from my friend. And he had received the card. And he thanked me, and I thought, wow, I gave myself a window of like 3 to 5 days, and it arrived within 3 days, which is pretty fantastic for standard envelope. I didn't think it would be necessary to expedite it, so there you go. But, yeah, I was very, very delighted to learn that he received it in a timely fashion, and I kind of know how it works now. You know, just kind of read. They say that in many cases, reading is fundamental. And I thought, let's read more. Let me read more. What's out there? What are the cutoff times? What are the deadlines? Ever applicable to what I'm doing? So there you go. I was really excited about that. In closing, I want to provide shout-outs to Blog Talk Radio host. It's all about you and the Dean. I occasionally receive the messages or invites to the shows, and I thank you for that. And a big shout out to a professional comic, L.A. Hardy. Big ups to you, guy. His website is lahardy.com. It's really not a plug. It's just I remember the generous feedback that I received on his interview. He's a really busy guy. I want to see what he's up to. We're going to try to reel him back in for an interview as time permits. Remember, comedy fans, when you travel, enjoy or support your local comedy. There are many venues across the country. So I like to do that myself. And it's all good. I'm your host, Guy. Until next time, keep it light, give it heavy, and loads of laughter. Have a great week, everyone.